All right, welcome to another deep dive. So you're thinking of replacing a lavender hedge.
Sounds like it.
And honestly, who wouldn't? They're beautiful, fragrant, add amazing structure to the garden, but they don't last forever.
Nope.
This deep dive, we're going deep into advice from the experts at gardenadvice.co.uk to make this project a total success.
Replacing a whole hedge can feel, well, a bit overwhelming, but breaking it down into steps makes all the difference. We'll uncover some tricks even experienced gardeners might not know about.
I love that. So first things first, we've got to get rid of the old plants. Dig them out, right? Seems simple enough, but is there a right way to do it?
Ah, there's always a right way in gardening. Cutting back those old plants before you start digging makes the whole thing so much easier.
Makes sense, less to wrestle with.
It's not just about the size, though. A shorter plant means less chance of yanking on those roots we need to remove, less damage to nearby plants, too.
Oh, right. So how much of the root system do we actually need to get out?
As much as possible. Really give those new plants a fresh start. Now, here's something interesting. Gardenadvice.co.uk recommends keeping the old lavender.
What? I'd just toss it.
I know, right? But they suggest chipping or shredding it. Seems a bit odd now, but it'll make sense later on in the process.
Okay, now I'm really curious. So, old hedge is cleared out. What's the next step in this lavender journey?
Prepping the soil, crucial step. And it's more than just digging a hole. Got to create the right environment for those lavender roots.
Soil is always key. Any specific advice from gardenadvice.co.uk?
They recommend a fertilizer like Grow More. Makes sense, right? Give the soil that extra boost. But then they mentioned garden lime. That caught my eye.
Garden lime. Now I know we use that, but isn't that for more acidic soil?
You're thinking of all those acid-loving plants like rhododendrons and azaleas.
Right, so why garden lime for lavender?
Lavender actually prefers slightly alkaline soil, and chances are your garden soil is acidic, so the lime helps adjust the pH to perfect lavender growing conditions.
Ah, so we're tilting it towards the alkaline side. Makes sense. Anything else they say about what we should be adding to the soil?
Oh, organic matter, definitely. They suggest garden compost or, and this is good, chicken manure pellets.
Chicken manure pellets, that's specific.
Right. Fantastic boost of nutrients, plus it improves drainage and aeration, which is so important. Lavender hates soggy roots.
Got it. Can just picture those roots loving that fluffy soil. But we're not done yet, are we? What about feeding those new plants?
You bet. Feeding is key, but it's not a one-size-fits-all approach with lavender. They recommend varying the plant's diet, so to speak.
Interesting. So a variety of nutrients is what we're going for.
Yeah.
What are they suggesting we start with?
First up, they recommend Grow More for those newly planted hedges. Gives them that initial boost to get established.
Like a good, hearty breakfast for a busy day of growing.
Exactly.
So Grow More's covered. What comes next in our lavender feeding schedule?
As we head into spring, they suggest adding in some liquid tomato food. Sounds odd, but it's rich in potash.
Potash. Now, that rings a bell, but remind me, why is that so important?
It's crucial for flower production. We want those beautiful blooms, right?
Right. Not just leafy growth. We want the flowers to really pop. Anything else to add to our lavender feeding mix?
One more recommendation, Miracle-Gro. Specifically, the powdered blue liquid feed. The one with 20-24% nitrogen.
Oh, okay. I've got a big jug of Miracle-Gro, but it's the granular kind. Will that work?
It might, but they're really emphasizing this specific type. Seems like it encourages strong growth, especially when applied in late March, right before peak flowering season.
Wow, so they're really fine-tuning this feeding schedule. Who knew lavender could be so demanding? Now, while we're on the topic of feeding and Miracle-Gro, what about my existing lavender plants? Do they get any special treatment?
Oh, absolutely. Those established plants can benefit from a Miracle-Gro boost too. And once that new growth pops up in July, a light pruning, to get rid of any dead wood, will keep them looking their best.
Pruning in July, that seems counterintuitive. Shouldn't we prune in spring or something?
You'd think so. But lavender actually loves a summer pruning, encourages bushy growth, and prevents those plants from getting all woody and leggy at the base.
Interesting. I'll have to give that a try. Okay, so we've covered feeding and pruning, but what about watering? I know lavender likes it well drained, so I'm guessing it doesn't need tons of water right where.
You're right, soggy soil is a no-no. But they still need consistent moisture, especially when it's dry. And gardenadvice.co.uk has a suggestion. They call for leaky hoses.
Leaky hoses? Now that sounds like a recipe for disaster, not a gardening tip.
I know, right?
Yeah.
But these hoses are specially designed. Little holes all along them slowly release water directly to the roots.
Oh, so it's like a slow drip irrigation system.
Exactly. Consistent moisture, no water locking.
That's pretty clever. So how do we use these leaky hoses correctly? Any special setup?
They say lay the hoses along the bed, peg them down so they stay put, and then when it's time to water, hook them up to your regular hose for a couple of hours and let them do their thing.
That sounds pretty low effort, even for a lazy gardener like me. All right, so now I'm picturing it. Soil's prepped, new plants are in, those leaky hoses are snaking around. But isn't there something missing? Mulch.
Ah, you got it. Mulch is the essential finishing touch. And guess what? This is where that old lavender comes in.
I was wondering when that was going to circle back, using it as mulch. That's so sustainable, but is there a specific reason for it or just to use it up?
It's more than just using it up. Old lavender breaks down into mulch that naturally has the right pH for those new plants.
Oh, wow. Nature's perfect recycling system.
Right. And we have options, too. Use it straight away as mulch or compost it for a few months before adding it to the bed.
I love that. Closing the loop. So we've got our lavender mulch all sorted, but gardenadvice.co.uk also mentions landscape sheeting. I always thought that was for, I don't know, beginner gardeners, but they seem to be big fans.
Yeah, landscape sheeting's got its benefits for sure.
Yeah.
Helps retain moisture, suppress those pesky weeds, and it just makes everything look neat and tidy.
Okay, I'm convinced. So how do we actually use it with our new lavender hedge? Do we just lay it down?
Pretty much. Lay it down over the prepared soil before you plant anything. Then you cut crosses into the fabric, one for each lavender plant. Here's a key tip, though. Put your leaky hose underneath the sheeting.
Underneath? Okay, so the water seeps up.
Exactly. Keeps the soil consistently moist. And then, to finish it off, cover the sheeting with your lavender mulch or some bark, even gravel if you like. Makes it look nice and finished.
So it's practical, Amy Indy. It looks good. I like it. All right, so we've talked soil prep, fertilizer, watering, even mulch and landscape sheeting. Anything else we need to think about when planting our new lavender hedge?
Well, we've covered a lot of ground, but there's one crucial thing we haven't touched on yet. Choosing the right lavender variety.
Oh, that's right. It's like anything else in the garden. The more you learn about specific varieties, the better choices you can make for your own space. So what do the experts at gardenadvice.co.uk have to say about lavender varieties?
Well, they focus on three of the most common choices for hedging: English lavender, lavandin, and French lavender. And each one thrives in different conditions.
Okay, let's break it down. Tell me about English lavender. What's it like?
English lavender, or lavandula, angustifolia, if you want to get all scientific, loves well-drained soil, needs a nice sunny spot, and once it's established, it's pretty drought tolerant. It's the classic lavender you see in aromatherapy and all that.
So it's a pretty adaptable plant. What about lavandin? How is that different?
Lavandin, that's Lavandula X Intermedia, is a hybrid known for its vigorous growth. And the fragrance, it's intense. It's a bit more adaptable when it comes to soil, but still likes it well drained. And unlike English lavender, it can handle a bit more humidity.
Oh. So for folks in more humid areas, lavandin might be a good choice. And what about French lavender? What makes it stand out from the other two?
French lavender, or Lavandula scotus, is all about the looks. You know those pineapple-shaped flower heads? That's French lavender. It does best in slightly acidic to neutral soil, loves the warmth and sunshine. And if you're in a colder region, you'll need to give it some protection in the winter.
So it seems like there's a lavender out there for just about any situation. Does gardenadvice.co.uk actually recommend any specific varieties, you know, to get us started?
They do. For English lavender, they mention Hidcote. It's a popular one, very reliable. For lavandine, they suggest Grosso. Apparently, it's amazing for fragrance and flower production. And for French lavender, they highlight Papillon, which is supposed to be absolutely stunning.
See. This is why I love these deep dives. It's all about those specific details that can really make or break a project. Choosing the right variety of lavender is a perfect example of that.
Couldn't agree more. It's all those little things that add up to a successful, thriving lavender hedge.
Okay, I think we've covered just about everything you need to know to choose, plant, and care for your new lavender hedge. Any last thoughts for our listeners as they get started on this project?
Yeah, I think we've given them a fantastic roadmap to success, wouldn't you say?
Definitely. From picking the right lavender and prepping the soil to all the feeding, watering, Even using those old plants as mulch, it's amazing what you can do when you really understand how to care for lavender.
Exactly.
And that's what we try to do with these deep dives, right? Give people those expert insights to make informed decisions so they can get those amazing results in their own gardens.
That's it.
Before we wrap up, anything else you want to add? Any last bits of wisdom for our lavender-loving listeners out there?
I guess the main thing is to remember that gardening is a journey.
Yeah.
You know, don't be afraid to experiment. Try new things. And most importantly, have fun with it.
So true. It shouldn't feel like a chore. It should be a joyful thing.
Absolutely. And creating a beautiful garden, it's so rewarding. Connects you with nature, brings that bit of peace to your life. And a thriving lavender hedge, the beauty, the fragrance, even the practical uses. It's a wonderful addition to any garden.
Speaking of practical uses, did you know lavender has a whole history beyond the garden? It's been used for centuries in aromatherapy, cooking, even medicine.
It's true. Lavender is so versatile, that calming scent everyone loves. It's been used to promote relaxation, help people sleep. And those dried lavender buds, you can add them to baking, teas.
Oh, yeah. So while you're out there planting that new hedge, maybe do a little research. It's a fascinating world to explore. Maybe it'll inspire you to try making lavender essential oil or whip up some delicious lavender shortbread cookies.
Now there's a thought. Who knows? Maybe this deep dive will spark an interest in other herbs, other plants with all sorts of practical uses. There's a whole world out there.
Well, deep divers, I think we've covered just about everything you need to replace that lavender hedge and make it a total success. Remember those tips from gardenadvice.co.uk. Don't be afraid to get creative, experiment a little. Gardening is all about learning and growing right alongside your plants. Until next time, happy gardening.